This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Of all the statistics and figures one hears about in an economic sense, there are few more important to one's personal economy than the credit score. It can affect where you live, where you shop, sometimes where you can find a job. Josh Lauer is a professor of media studies at the University of New Hampshire. His new book, it's called Creditworthy, is about the very long history of what he calls the credit surveillance industry in this country, which, by the way, looks a whole lot different in this century than it did in the last one, or the one before that, for that matter. Josh, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks very much for having me.
Not to impugn anybody who works in the credit industry today, but it does kind of seem like consumers in this economy right now have been reduced to a set of numbers and algorithms that all you have to do is run a couple of computer programs and boom, you're done.
Before credit scores, if you wanted to open an account at a department store or get a personal loan at a bank, you had to go and meet personally with the credit manager. And he or she would take your application and have a conversation with you and try and gauge something about your integrity and whether you were the kind of person who would be trustworthy.
Nothing could possibly go wrong there.
Right? No, of course not. Yeah. But it's actually kind of complicated because on the one hand, credit scoring is supremely rational and you can have agreed upon variables that are non-discriminatory. But the other side of that is that when you could meet with another human being and say, hey, you know, I can see there's a blemish in my credit report or I was late on this payment, I can tell this individual, the credit manager, that it was because of a medical debt or I lost my job temporarily or I was laid off. And you can contextualize things that you cannot do when credit scores are used.
Which gets to a deeper point that you explicitly say in the book, credit is a matter of social trust. And I guess here's my question about that. That certainly was true in the early days when everybody knew everybody. But does that still exist today where, again, we're just numbers and banks are spitting out forms and yes, you get the loan or no, you don't?
I would say it does still exist, and not for the reasons that we might think, but the way that we use credit information for employment, for example, some of the information that's being requested doesn't really have to do with whether or not you pay your debts. It's more about whether you are a more responsible person, whether you can be trusted. And yes, that's not social trust in the context of, you know, everyone getting along and in a communal sense, but a sense that you are a member of society and you're the kind of person that we want to work with or have, you know, associated with our business.
What would happen in the economy today if we just didn't have credit bureaus?
It's actually unimaginable. So think about something simple, like you go to a big box store and you're checking out and the employee at the register says, hey, would you like to save 10% today by opening a store charge account? Well, all you have to do is provide a driver's license and a social security number. And in a couple of minutes, you can walk out of that store with hundreds or thousands of dollars of merchandise, all with the little promise that you might pay one day. And this is the
might pay. That's a great line, right? Yeah.
That's the foundation of the modern credit economy. And for the most part, it works.
Josh Lauer, he is a professor of media studies at the University of New Hampshire. His new book is called Creditworthy. It's a history of credit and consumer surveillance in this economy. Josh, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.